My name is Susan Christensen, and I'm the curator for the Tongass Rainforest Festival Art Show, which is an annual event being held at the Clausen Museum.
How many artists do you have, roughly, taking part, or pieces, anyway?
I think we've got 10 artists, and then we've got a lot of students from Ashley Duras's high school art classes.
There's one student here I'm looking at, Diane Murph's work. People might know her from the Choose Respect poster.
Yeah, this is a wonderful little piece by Diane in acrylics and markers. It's called Imagination Meets Nature, and it's got lots of bright colors, and it's got a lot of our natural creatures represented. Really fun piece.
People will recognize this one from the poster. This is from Doris Olson.
Rainforest slugs. Yeah, I love the colors in this piece. The orange slugs and the lettering. It's a really got a lot of motion in it.
I want to catch Don Cornelius here. And maybe, Don, you can tell me about a couple of your works here that you have on display.
Well, this one, Evening on Sandy Beach, is based on a photo I took of Sandy Beach. I started to do kind of an abstracted type thing, and as I got more and more in the foreground, it got less and less abstract, but I still like it. It's got an iceberg there and up on the beach and some people who got thrown in at the last minute.
And then you've got Driftwood Beach.
That's out on the south end of the island. It's a favorite place that Karen and I go. We kind of named it Driftwood Beach. And that one is a plein air painting. I sat out there on the beach while Karen was out poking around looking for her favorite rocks, and I painted that picture, and in the end I stuck Karen in it, just a little red dot in there.
Here's one that catches my eye right over here. It must be a Pia Riley piece.
Yes, you can always tell Pia's beautiful work by the color. Lots of beautiful motion with the floral and plant material moving around. It looks like a picnic. There's blueberries and a basket with some things to eat, and then looking out on the water, you can see the distant mountains.
Barry Bracken, of course, has photographs. Barry's a local naturalist, a guide, and a whale-watching guide. And
three really beautiful photographs. I especially am taken with Bejeweled, which shows some sort of plant. I am not a naturalist myself, but the way he's captured the dew on those plants just looks like jewels. It's amazing. It's the raindrops are dew. Oh, this one, I love this Mudflat Ballet by Cindy Langadakis. It's a digital photograph made into an inkjet print, and the deer are running, and the way she's captured those deer, they are dancing.
They're all in the air, basically.
Yeah, it's great.
Maybe over...
Ross Nanook has three beautiful carved pieces and two carved pieces and a drum. Late Fall Dog Salmon, which is a crest. Then he's got a red alder acrylic paint and abalone shell spoon, and another paddle that I've seen his work in that way before. The spoon is eagle and the paddle is wolf. Karen Cornelius has a beautiful watercolor painting here too. This is called Face of the Baird, and it is the Baird Glacier, and very wonderful loose paint in this one. I really like it. And Beth Floor has a couple of pieces. I always like it when Beth uses the birch trees as a frame.
Right,
and,
right.
Then another very soft, tide flat grasslands called Summer Morning Memory. And she's really, it feels like memory to me with soft colors.